The Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, written by the wisest man to ever live apart from Jesus Christ. He speaks of better things. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. Sometimes it's hard to imagine. We spend most of our lives trying to avoid this day. But Solomon understood that this day was better than the day you entered in. The day you're born is the day that you're introduced to a life of sin. The day you're born is the day you're introduced to a life of suffering, misery, and pain. But the day you die, if you be in Christ, is the day that all of that ends. All suffering is gone. All pain is gone. All sin and everything that comes with it, shame, guilt, gone. We believe this is the case for our dear sister Clara. He says something interesting in verse 2. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Solomon, the wisest man alive at this point in time, said that the best place for you and I to be today is right here. Now, humanly speaking, we'd much rather be at a party where there's joy and laughter and feasting and music. We much prefer that. But sometimes what we prefer and what we want is not what is best. Sometimes what we prefer and what we want is simply to hide that which is most necessary. And Solomon said, it is better for you and I to be here today, because in being here today, we will be made to see that one day we shall all be in the same condition that our sister Clara is. One day, it will no longer be Clara's funeral that we gather for it, it will be yours or mine. And in gathering in the house of mourning, we are made to think about the reality of our own short life, and the reality that very soon we too shall breathe our final breath. And so therefore Solomon said, it is better for us to be here today because this is reality. The reality is that it is appointed unto man once to die. Each one of us shall meet this day should the Lord Jesus tarry his coming. Some of us sooner than others. And the question today is no longer, is Clara ready? We believe that she is, and that she has passed from death into life to be with the Lord Jesus forever. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, the scriptures say. But the question today is now, are you ready? Am I ready? If today would be the day that I breathe my final breath, if today would be the day that you breathe your final breath, are you ready to leave this world? Have you simply played the part of being a Christian without having the substance or the reality of it in your heart? Have you ticked all of the right theological boxes your whole life? You've gone to the right place of worship and sung the right hymns and read from the right pages of Scripture, but yet you've never had the reality of the new birth inside. You've never been born again. If so, then it is better for you to be here today, to recognize that soon and very soon we shall leave this world. And you're not going to get another chance. The living will lay it to his heart. It should be that today when we gather in here, we lay it to our hearts. That life is not guaranteed. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. And we've heard a brother say just a moment ago that we have hope. We do not sorrow like the rest. We're grieved because we miss someone that we love. But we're not grieved because we don't know where she is. She is with the Lord. And I believe by faith that everyone here that has placed their faith in Jesus Christ, repenting of their sins, believing that Christ died for them, was buried, and rose again, everyone that does that today shall also have the assurance of knowing that when they die, they too shall be with the Lord. Today you may not be sure. I don't know what would be a more glorious thing than on the day of a funeral for one person, as we bid farewell to someone in this life, to bid welcome to another who has been brought from spiritual death to spiritual life by believing in Christ. So today I encourage and echo the words of our brother, turn from your sins and look to Jesus Christ. It is good for us to be here. I cannot help but think of my own death and passing just by walking in these doors. I cannot help but think of it. And I want to be ready. I hope you are as well.